Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going back to the lines, normally we don't have callers calling twice, but Peter got cut off. So, Peter, I want you to have your say. Peter's a Senate candidate. Peter Pekarsky, my friend, tell us a little bit about why you're running and why you would be a good senator.
And I also want to answer about the debate. I'm running because this is what I can do for our country. I'd be a good senator because of my education and experience. I am seriously qualified to shred Ron Johnson's policies during the campaign, on the debate stage and off, and to represent all the people of Wisconsin on the many critical, complicated, technical, and legal issues we face at home, in cyberspace, national security, and foreign affairs. As far as the debate, there were standards set up which appear to be a violation of the journalistic ethics guidelines set forth on the website of PMJ4 and perhaps representations made by the E.W. Scripps Company to the United States Securities and Exchange Commission that they were running an honest business. In terms of the standard, they decided that people who had 2,000 signatures verified by the Wisconsin Elections Commission would not be on that platform, but people who had another 26 signatures, unverified, uncertified, as alleged by the Marquette University poll, would be on the platform. There were two people there because, according to that poll, which sampled about 360 people around the state, they say that they found, 26 people for one candidate and 33 for the other. On top of that, one candidate was up there because they said that they had 5,000 donors. And as far as the political editor of TMJ4 was concerned, as long as those 5,000 donors, for example, were in Hawaii, had no connection with Wisconsin, that like $5,000 dollar a piece, that would demonstrate significant statewide support throughout the Wisconsin. And one of the people was on the stage under those conditions, as far as I can tell.
Well, Peter, here's the deal. Peter is one of eight candidates. Peter has a degree in electrical engineering from MIT and obviously a smart guy and knows a lot about certainly science and about weapon systems and so on. And Peter was not permitted to be in the debate, and two others as well, as I understand it. I think five were. I watched them. I enjoyed the debate. I think we have some very fine candidates, whoever wins this primary. But Peter, I want to say that I appreciate your calling in, and you're running, quite frankly, and you're running hard. And the truth is, no one knows what's going to happen on August 9th. No one knows. It's coming up in 3 weeks. 3 weeks from tomorrow. Get out there and vote. Peter Pekarsky. Peter Pekarsky will be on the ballot. He just called in, one of the three candidates who was not permitted to be on the television last night. But he apparently has put out an ad. And somebody is refusing to run it for some reason. But keep all this in mind. Thank you for calling, Peter. Really appreciate it. I want to go to Uvalde, Texas. Uvalde, Texas. 77-page report just came out. 77-page report. Really blasting the law enforcement response. 19 little ones and two teachers were murdered. Well, what, 387? Officers, almost 400, were milling around in the hallway, swaggering around the hallway, none of them going in to do anything until somebody got orders from Washington, D.C., go in, and they just bowled past them. These chicken hawks, these are not the Texas Rangers. These are the Texas chicken hawks. They were frightened for their own safety. So they said, well, we'll secure the rest of the building. Oh, really? Okay. What about the 19 little ones who got murdered and the two teachers? Well, we're going to secure the rest of the building, where we don't have any skin in it, because he's not there, these chicken hawks, every one of them should be fired, and the leadership there who claimed they didn't know who the leadership was should be criminally charged with negligence for resulting in death. That is what happened. But here, it's not just that. Texas is still protecting some documents on that, because there's a law in Texas that says you can't release documents until the suspect is arrested. Well, the suspect ain't ever going to be arrested because he's 6 feet under the ground. He's killed. Well, then that's a technicality, but we can't release anything so we can protect the chicken hawks and maintain the reputation of the Texas chicken hawks. Well, let me tell you something. They are covering it up. And I'll tell you two things. One is, parents showed up and say, if you're too chicken to go in there, I'm going to go in with my bare hands and murder that guy and stop it. You know what they did? They threw him on the ground and put zip ties on him. They put zip ties on him, handcuffed him. And they said, sir, we've secured the site. We certainly have. We've stopped parents from going in to protect their kids' murderers. That's what they did. One woman, and this is a Joan of Arc type, she says, okay, and they let her go, and they turn around. She runs like hell into the room and brings out her son and her daughter, saves them. And you know what they did? She's been subject to harassment. She's been subject to harassment. Cars parked near her house. She's afraid of the police down there because they were seen to be chicken hawks and chicken themselves. And somebody, a woman with no gun, ran in and brought out her kids. And they're afraid it makes them look bad. She may say something and they're harassing her. Everybody that was there has got to be fired. Word to the Texas chicken hawks. I am very tired of you prowling around the country shouting you are the Texas chicken. You are not the Texas anything. You are the Texas chicken hawks. As a result, Nancy Pelosi has just put in a bill in the House, to ban assault weapons, make them like submachine guns, make them military weapons. They are military weapons. Remember back when I was in the Navy for target practice, we'd shoot M16s. It's a lot of fun. There's no question it's a lot of fun, guy. A lot of fun. You want to fire an AR-15 or an AK-47 or the equivalent of an M16, you want that? Go in the Marine Corps. Go in the Army. They'll give you extensive weapons training. And if you are sent to represent our country somewhere and it becomes hot, you're going to have people with those weapons shooting back at you. I did not. I was, in the luck of the draw, I was on a ship that was not sent into combat. But I'll tell you what, every sailor on my ship was ready to go if they'd had to go, if we'd had to go. That's the way you do it, guy. You don't just get to have 18-year-olds on their birthday walk into a store and go, I want an AR-15. I'm a big man. You're not a big man. You are not a manly man. You are a girly man. You are a loser. These are people, they think they've been bullied and they're going to murder people on the way out because they're 18 and they have no judgment. Do not let them have AR-15s. Do not let them have AK-47s. It's very simple. They were banned in 1994. And Republicans insisted on just 10 years and then they got kicked back in. No. They are military weapons. Leave them out. Good for Nancy Pelosi. Good for Nancy Pelosi. And the eternal shame of the chicken hawks, Texas chicken hawks of Uvalde, will live with them. Will live with them forever. Indict the leadership. Fire the rest of them. Going to a break. Lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
To the prom with me, you'd go. Now you change your mind, it seems.